First down, Saints.
Saints had the second pick in the draft in January of 1971. That's when the draft was. So I was taken second. Jim Plunkett went to New England. I came to New Orleans. Dan Pastorini went to Houston. Quarterbacks, 1, 2, 3.
Well, he came to a team that wasn't too good. And he had a great year at Ole, great season at Ole Miss. Season after season at Ole Miss, he gets drafted by a team that lost a lot of games and lost and lost and lost. And he hung in there.
You know, whether it's the state of Mississippi or whether it was, you know, here in New Orleans, the things that he did as a player, you know, you always say, well, he carried a many of teams, not only the Ole Miss Rebels, but the New Orleans Saints. In a lot of ways, it was Archie versus everybody else.
It was a thrill. Talk about a human being. What a human being, yeah.
Our best record, I believe, was 8-8. I don't remember any one play. We had a good, pretty productive offense that year when we won 8 games. If you followed my career, we had a few more upsets. We didn't win that many games, so certainly you remember the big wins.
The way Archie handled defeats, and many, many, many defeats, was great.
It's never been about him. You know, it's never been about Archie. He's always wanted to take the back seat. You know, he never wanted to be the guy out front. So to say as a player, that's how I wanted to be that type of player, hopefully be that type of leader. You know, you can steal different qualities from people, and, you know, that's what I tried to do.
One of the best. One of the best. Underrated. Really, truly underrated.
Times of taking the hard sacks and the big knocks and that kind of thing to becoming the face of the Saints as a player and then as a former player.
I love New Orleans. People treated us good. It's a great city, warm city. People, we weren't as good, certainly, as current teams have been, but the fans love the Saints.
Conducting himself in the community through his activities and the Sugar Bowl and the Manning Passing Academy and all the things that are going on. I've never met a classier person.